This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us woke up to the news that Matt Lauer was not going to be on the Today Show anymore, as NBC has fired him for, quote, inappropriate workplace behavior. NBC News Chairman Andrew Lack wrote in a memo to staff that was read at the top of the Today Show early this morning. Now, Lauer has served as co-anchor since 1997. He joined Today in 1994. And so I guess Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, you know, had to, report it, and, you know, they, you know, basically the memo said, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we've decided to terminate his employment. It continued, while it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he's been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe that this may not have been an isolated incident. So, Guthrie, of course, said that, you know, this has left her devastated. She said, I'm heartbroken for Matt. He is my dear, dear friend and my partner, and he is beloved by many, many people here. And I'm heartbroken for the brave colleague who came forward to tell a story, and any other women who have their own stories to tell. Yeah, you know, watching, it's very interesting when you watch the remaining employees, you know, especially the female employees when this happens, like, you know, with Charlie Rose and they can't defect from the sisterhood, you know. SNL was very interesting. The SNL ladies backed up Al Franken. I don't want to say they backed up. They did show, I believe, empathy for any victims as well. But, you know, they wanted to come to Al Franken's defense. And it's very interesting how, you know, again, no freedom of speech. You know, these co-anchors have to choose their words very, very carefully. They want to have their co-anchors back, but they also don't want to get canned. I mean, look at Anderson Cooper with, oh, why can't I think of her name? The one that had the Trump severed head doll. I can't believe I can't think of her name, the redhead. Yeah, Kathy Griffin. Right. You know, they look like best buddies. They've done the New Year's Eve show. Not that I've ever watched it, because it kind of annoys me sometimes watching those two. But anyway, they've done the show forever. You would think CNN and Anderson Cooper would have her back, and no. Nobody has your back. I think Jeremy Piven's show has gotten canceled. And so here's Matt Lauer, who you thought would be untouchable. And again, I have no idea if he's guilty or not. But this doesn't sound like it's a court case. This sounds like a procedure and policy violation of the network. And inappropriate workplace behavior or sexual behavior in the workplace, that could constitute a dirty joke. That could constitute, you know, touching somebody's boob or whatever. That could constitute having sex, right, at the studio. I mean, let's say you're dating somebody, and it's consensual, and you guys are dating, and everybody knows you're dating, but you just happen to have sex one of the times you want to have sex at work. Okay, that would equate, like, to me, being in the studio and having somebody, I don't know if you guys have seen my studio, it's kind of small, and there's a lot of, like, old sandwich wrappers, so it's really not the most romantic place, but my guess is NBC probably has some real interesting places. You decide to have sex with your consenting partner. That could be considered inappropriate sexual behavior. So what is so devastating with this case is, number one is, it sounds like there were multiple people who felt this behavior was not appropriate. Number two is, this range that the, quote, inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace covers leaves so much room for interpretation that we kind of don't know what he did. You know, did he have sex multiple times at work? Did he assault somebody? Or did he tell the same stupid joke to a bunch of people who got insulted? Inappropriate sexual behavior could be a dirty joke. You know, we've talked about the range of varying degrees of assault. And, you know, some of the things, you know, many people have done on a daily basis that never even thought it was assault, but somebody gets, you know, offended. You know, in medical school, we were giving each other the finger all the time. Everybody gives, you know, flips the bird. And we had a big talk, you know, about how that could be construed as sexual harassment. You cannot give people the finger. And I'm like, I've done it since kindergarten. I mean, I've been given the finger. I mean, I drove to medical school today, and I got the finger three times. You know, because in Reno, people drive kind of funny in Reno. You know, that's kind of where Reno 911 got started. Because even the cops can't, I can't think of cops have, I never got pulled over in Reno because the cop couldn't turn the car around and make the 180 they had to. It was really kind of funny. But anyway, I love Reno cops. I love the show Reno 911. But I have to say, it's not that far off. So, you know, like, no, but you cannot give the bird to somebody. And so now you're thinking, oh my gosh. You know, how many times have I violated a workplace policy? You know, Manny right now is working the dials, and luckily he's in Minneapolis while I'm in Vegas. So even if we wanted to give each other the bird, nobody could see it. So luckily we have no proof. Although sometimes it makes a sound. Have you guys ever heard the sound of, did you hear that? Yeah, see, there's a sound. And sometimes what it is it's your PIP joints. Hold on a second. Let me try to see if I could get the sound of this. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, so you have a little bit of a cracked knuckle. You could crack a knuckle while you're doing that, and that could technically be evidence of you giving the finger. But anyway, so, you know, Matt Lauer is now the next, high-profile journalist that has been ousted. We'll keep you guys posted on later developments. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so bone treats appear to be causing multiple dog deaths and multiple dogs getting sick. These are the store-bought bone treats, and the FDA is now warning death and illness from these. Apparently, the FDA says it has received about 68 reports of pets becoming ill. A total of 90 animals have been affected, and about 15 dogs dead because of these bone treats. CBS Boston reports that the treats differ from uncooked butcher-type bones because they are processed and packaged for sale as dog treats. The products may be dried through a smoking process or by baking and may contain other ingredients like preservatives, seasonings, or smoke flavorings. And different types of bone treats for dogs include treats known as ham bones, pork femur bones. See, our dog's Jewish, so he can't have the pork. We have two dogs. They can't. Yeah, Uzi, right? You know, named after, you know, Israeli's Uzi, right? Right. And then Apollo. And so they're Jewish, so they can't have ham or pork. But rib bones, smoky knuckle bones, these were listed in the illness reports. They say giving your dog a bone treat might lead to an unexpected trip to your veterinarian, a possible emergency surgery, or even death. So what's been going on? Well, apparently, they say with some of these, there's been gastrointestinal obstruction where these little doggies or big doggies get a blockage in the GI tract. Maybe what happens is they don't, maybe these doggy bone treats part gets swallowed. Maybe they don't digest well. There could be choking. There could be cuts and wounds in the mouth or the tonsils, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding from the rectum. They say other types of commercially produced pet treats have been linked to illness in the past. Jerky treats made in China had to be pulled from store shelves in 2015 after reports of thousands of dogs and cats getting sick. Plus, people who handled those jerky treats got sick. You know, it's interesting. Having this, you know, so we have the old dog, Apollo, and he's old. Apollo. And then we got the little Uzi's a baby. And it is amazing how you have the dichotomy of ages. They're completely two different species. You got the yellow lab, and then you got a Bichon Francais, France. I don't know how to pronounce it, but she's like a little French little thing. She's like, Uzi, little puppy daddy, baby. Anyway, so, you know, you got, I mean, completely opposite of the spectrum of sizes and personalities and all that. But you bring home a bone. Oh, my gosh. They go crazy. They fight with each other. This little baby dog has no problem taking on Apollo, who is like 70 times her weight, to get that bone. Now, one of the places we like to go eat at is Claim Jumper, okay? Now, Claim Jumper, I like to go to Claim Jumper. I told you guys, because they have the citrus salad. And the citrus salad is really, really yummy. It's a, it's called like California citrus salad. And it's got fruit, and it's like a sweet, but not too sweet salad. It's one of my favorite salads. It has onions, so I gotta be careful because I got irritable bowel and I don't, you know, digest onions really well. But it's a really yummy salad, and so I'll eat some Beano. So now, my husband, he likes beef ribs. I gotta get him to eat less red meat. But anyway, so he likes the beef ribs. But here's the problem. And again, I don't wanna, you know, diss or criticize Claim Jumper, but when you used to order the ribs at Claim Jumper, the rib meal. By the way, you can hardly find beef ribs anywhere. Do you guys know where we could get beef ribs in Vegas? It's like all of a sudden, beef ribs are gone. I think even Tony Roma's at one point stopped selling beef ribs. It's like pork ribs you could get anywhere. But beef ribs, I guess, are rare. And the only reason why I know about it is because my husband likes beef ribs. I don't. If I'm going to eat red meat, I do not want anything stopping my fork and knife. Or my teeth. I don't want a bone in the middle of my meat. Just give me the meat. And so it's funny because if ever my husband wants me to try the ribs, he will cut the meat off the rib. And so I just have a nice piece of meat on my plate. My husband knows how to feed me. He does not have to buy me jewelry. He does not have to buy me anything that you would think men like to buy their ladies. But if you put a piece of meat on my plate, I am yours forever. So anyway, that's what he does. So anyway, so we're going to Claim Jumper. And we haven't been going very often now because I guess you used to get three beef ribs. And all of a sudden now, you only get one. Same price.
But they say, yeah, but the beef rib is meatier. And Corey's like, oh, hell no. So he's like, I'm not going to spend all this money for one rib. So I got to look it up. I want to know what the hell is going on with the ribs. But anyway, the reason why this is such an issue for me, you know, and the family, and why this is really worth, you know, me wasting your time talking about this, is because that's where, those are the best bones that the dogs like to eat. They love to sit there and gnaw and chew and then suck out the marrow and whatever of these big beef ribs. And so, I know, bone marrow. Is that osso buco? Is osso buco the one where you got a piece of meat and then there's bone marrow and somebody sucks out the bone marrow of the bone? My mother-in-law used to do that, and I was like, are you kidding me? Some people love the taste of bone marrow. I can't do it because I know it's bone marrow. You know, it's like Rocky Mountain oysters. I can't. Once I know what it is, I can't eat it. Chicken liver, I don't even like the taste. But I have a real tough time eating something once I know what it is. Unless it's beef. I have no problem. I could look at a cow in his eyes while eating meat. I don't understand that. I know. I feel guilty, but I just love red meat. Like, you know, whenever I do eat it. All right, so anyway, so the dogs like the bones. That's all I have to say on that. Okay, what else? Let me switch stories here. See, okay, every computer has a little dog. Yeah, it's a little doggy. Look, we love our doggies. We want to take care of our doggies because they're little doggies because they're so cute. All right, okay. So, I don't want to talk about this yet. Hold on, I'm changing my mind on what I want to talk about. Didn't Eli Manning get benched? Did you guys hear about that? Eli Manning got benched. Well, because he's kind of been stinking it up there. I mean, I know a lot of you guys are Giants fans, but wow, that was cold. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. I mean, I guess his skills have eroded, they say. His teams don't seem to make it to the championship. Weren't they in the Super Bowl years back, and wasn't it him that led them there? So apparently, Eli Manning has been now replaced with Geno Smith. And, you know, it's... you know, these quarterbacks, I don't know how old he is. He's not as old as his brother, obviously. Yeah, you know, his brother's commercials are starting to get old. I think Peyton Manning needs to now just go into retirement. I think that, you know, Nationwide is on your side. I'm kind of sick of the whole thing, you know. And the thing is he's a funny guy. Peyton Manning could do some funnier commercials, but I think the Nationwide thing is getting old. But anyway, New York Giants head coach named Geno Smith now the team's starting quarterback. They're going to be playing against the Oakland Raiders. And this is going to end Eli Manning's streak of consecutive starts at 210 games. So he had 210 consecutive starts. And so I guess, what are the Giants, 2-9 right now? So they have some issues. And, I mean, you know, the Giants actually were a big thorn in our Cowboys side. I'm a Cowboy fan. They were a big thorn in our side last year because I think they beat the Cowboys twice. I forget. So, you know, they weren't always bad. But apparently he, you know, a lot of interceptions. And he's just, I think he needs a break. And I think he'll come back. You know, for those of you guys that are real big Eli Manning fans, I just can't get over that face he made when his brother made that touchdown pass during the Super Bowl. He did not look happy. And everybody tried to say, no, he was in the zone. He was, no. So that's, yeah, that was kind of scary stuff. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, back pain. All right. I'm married to a chiropractor. Corey's a chiropractor. And I got to tell you, how many patients will tell me, look, the pain medicines, you know, maybe they take the edge off, but chiropractic or massage or osteopathic manipulative treatment and OMT and, you know, there's a variety of other modalities that people will say make them actually pain-free. Now, there's another sort of treatment that we're going to talk about in the next segment that appears to get rid of the pain that you could get with low back and sciatica after using it for just 10 minutes. So we're going to talk about that. And, you know, low back pain is something that we, you know, don't really seem to put as much attention to, yet it is one of the most debilitating conditions. It costs employers millions of dollars each year for people leaving work. And there's a lot of things we can do for our back. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, a lot of us have back issues. We did sports, we exercised, we had to lift our babies and carriers and go through pregnancy or ride a truck, drive a truck, or a whole variety of things. I had a mother-in-law, so a lot of us have back pain.
and deal with back issues. I've been very, very fortunate because I'm married to a chiropractor. And so when I do have back issues or I have a subluxation, which is not as much as a dislocation, but I have a vertebrae that's out, or if I have a joint that's out, I can have him manipulate me. I love it when my husband manipulates me. That's okay because I'm manipulated back. But anyway, so but now there's this new, quote, minimally invasive treatment that they say will provide long-term relief, and it's a image-guided pulsed radio frequency treatment for low back pain and sciatica, and it's basically a 10-minute procedure, and this trial looks really, really promising. Now, since 4 to 5 people at some point in their lifetime have back pain, this is, this is something that may be fueling part of our opioid epidemic. All right, 4 to 5 people have back pain at some point in time, and many of them will take a narcotic to deal with the acute pain. Even though study after study after study has shown that acute back pain will go away on its own, you just have to be patient. Okay, true. 1 in 5 may go on to have chronic low back pain, according to Telegraph. So, 20% may go on to chronic, but the majority of people are going to recover on their own. So you don't always need a narcotic. Now, what's this approach? Well, okay, don't get too excited yet. I don't think you're going to like it. This is where they use a needle, and the needle is guided towards the location of the bulging disc and the nerve root, and this is done under CT. Okay, so I think I was like, I don't want a needle. Basically, some of the reasons why we have back pain, the majority of the back pain is just muscle spasm. Okay, you got a lot of back muscle. Back is huge. Your back is really big. Some of our backs are hairy, but, the back is huge. We've got a lot of muscle there. And so the majority of our back pain is muscle and muscle spasm, but unfortunately some of us have herniated discs or disc bulges. And these disc bulges are the, basically, I go, almohada de los huesos. They're like the pillow between the bones. They're like shock absorbers. They're cushions. And so what these discs do is they shock absorb. But sometimes they exude, or they push forward onto the spinal cord, and then they could compress a nerve, and that hurts. That hurts. So what they did in this trial is they took a probe, they inserted through the needle tip, and it delivered pulsed radio frequency energy to the affected area. So using a CT, they basically brought a needle towards the bulging disc. Of the 80 patients treated, 81% were pain-free for a whole year after just doing one treatment session. 6 patients did need a second. 90% of the patients did not have to have surgery. This is huge. Dr. Alessandro Napoli, who led the study at Sapienza University in Italy, said the probe delivers a gentle electrical energy, so there's no thermal damage. And the results have been extraordinary. In fact, patients were able to resume their normal activities within a day. So, some of you are like, okay, well, until I could get this radio pulse frequency needle in my back, what could I do? First and foremost, if any of you guys are having back pain, can you please have a medical provider take a look at your feet? If you have bad footwear, if your legs aren't aligned and one leg is longer than the other, or you're out of alignment, so one leg is hitting the ground before the other, or if you have issues with your knees or your hips, remember, knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, they're all connected. And so a lot of times we're having back pain because we're ignoring an issue with our feet or with our knees or something. So that's an issue. The other thing I want you guys to check out is your mattress. You got to make sure you have a good mattress. You may have to even rotate the mattress. You also should be sleeping with a pillow in between your legs. Okay? I know the dogs and the cats like to sleep and snuggle or whatever. Kick them away and have a pillow in between your knees, because this helps, keep you kind of on an even plane with your back. It's all acts. I mean, think of your car and your truck. Yeah, are the axles ever off? Do you have to rotate the tires? Do you have to, you know, we take care of our trucks or our cars much better than anything else. Now, if you do need a medication, I love the anti-inflammatories over the counter. I think those are great, but be careful taking them. Taking ibuprofen will help with the pain even more so than a narcotic. The only problem is you can't take it all the time. It's going to irritate the stomach, could irritate the heart, could irritate the kidneys. So you need to take it in strides. But one of the best painkillers out there, and it's one of the cheapest painkillers, in fact, it could be free, is ice. People are not using ice. Ice is one of the most amazing painkillers, okay? And the reason why a lot of people don't like to do ice is they're afraid they're going to frostbite the skin. Not if you separate it with a moist towel. Not if you protect the skin and you cover up the skin. You can apply cold without burning the skin. You just don't have the ice directly on the skin. Another reason is like if I have a migraine or if I have a bad headache and I try to use ice, I may only get temporary relief, and once the ice gets removed, in fact, I had a migraine last night, so I didn't sleep, so I apologize for yawning, but once I remove the ice, the headache comes back. So for some of us, we may be like, well, wait a second, the ice, it's only temporary. But here's my answer to that. If you are at work and the ice provides relief while you're using it, mind you, you should take some breaks, okay? Maybe 20 minutes on, 10 minutes off, and then reapply. You could be doing that all day, and that saves you from needing the pain medication. Remember, ice, it decreases inflammation, decreases swelling. Your body likes the coolness, and ice is best, most effective within the first 48 hours, okay? So, you know, now, after 48 hours, that's when you can do moist heat, and moist heat is really, really nice. But, again, you have to, though, every 20 minutes. You got to give your skin and your body a rest, but you could do it periodically throughout the day. If you notice that the relief you get, you know, lasts long enough. Also, another thing is when you do have back pain or knee pain or issues or whatever, they say keep moving. Now, you know, yeah, you blow a disc or tear some meniscus in your knee. Okay, we're going to tell you to rest it. But if you have just a little bit of a sprain, sometimes moving really, really helps. And so for those of us that are like, gosh, you know, I wake up and I'm always stiff and my back always bothers me, maybe do some bicycling or some swimming, some, you know, non-heavy impact type of exercise, and that may work. You know, also you want to make sure you're strengthening your muscles. Sometimes the reason why we have the pain that we have is because our muscles are weak. You got to stretch. You know, nobody's stretching before they go to bed. Nobody's stretching when they wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning and I limp to the potty. Because my feet, I have plantar fasciitis, so it takes a while for my feet to stretch out. If I just stopped to stretch, now I don't stop and stretch because I have to pee. I mean, if I'm going to get out of bed, it's because I really got to go to the bathroom. So I don't really have those extra couple seconds or I'll pee on myself. But, you know, stretch. When you get up in the morning, after you brush your teeth, just try and touch your toes. Stretch. Okay? You got to make sure your workplace is very ergonomic. You have to make sure you watch your posture. All right? You know, we slump in a chair. Like right now, how am I sitting? I am reclined, legs crossed, leaning back, practically on my back. Okay? Now, that is not proper. You need to sit up. Yeah, okay. Anyway, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. ESPN is going to lay off 150 people. This is the latest rounds of cuts at the Sports Broadcasting Network. Apparently, President John Skipper announced Wednesday morning that the network is going to be terminating approximately 150 employees, bringing the total number of employees that the network has let go this year to about 250. Skipper had said, "We appreciate their contributions and will assist them as much as possible in this difficult moment with severance, a 2017 bonus, and continuation of health benefits and outplacement services." I tell you, that's really, really cool. Most of the time when you lose a job, they just cut you, so that's nice, you know. But still, it stinks. They say the employees that were let go were in studio production, digital content, and technology. And I guess what they're trying to do is consolidate resources at the company. Skipper said network plans to invest in a way to best position us to serve the modern sports fan and support the success of our business. Now, they have let go several veterans of the network, Ed Werder, Trent Dilfer, Danny Cannell, and a round of cuts. And ESPN has had a rocky year. I guess they came under fire in August. Remember when they pulled the announcer, Robert Lee, because his name was similar to Confederate General Robert E. Lee? Remember that? And then they faced, when they suspended Jemele Hill in October because she violated social media guidelines twice for calling on Twitter to boycott advertisers over the NFL protests, and then she also called President Trump a white supremacist. So ESPN has had some PR issues lately. But I think what's been happening is people don't want to buy sports packages or spend money to watch something that they could see for free. And so subscriptions and things like that, they may be losing revenue on. I mean, you know, the music industry got hit really hard when YouTube allows you to play the song for free. Like, you know that song Despacito? You know, Despacito. That one? Okay. They say the video has like millions and millions and millions of hits. Well, it's not so much if people are watching the video. It's you could play the song in the car for free. All you have to do is tell YouTube, do the Despacito song, and then you can do the, you know, Pasito, Avasito, Sobe, Sobecito. You can just rock out to it in the car, whether you're watching the video or not. And so, trying to market to the online consumer, people are watching now their games. I mean, the last few times I've watched football, I haven't been in front of a TV. I've been watching it on my laptop or iPad or something. So it's streaming. That's kind of where they need to be, but that's not, unfortunately, where the money is. So very interesting that ESPN is starting to, you know, hurt a little bit. I would hate to see, you know, I don't like to see any major industry have an issue, but unfortunately, they do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A former staffer accuses Representative John Conyers of stripping down to his underwear and making sexual advances in a hotel. And two Democrats now have called on Representative John Conyers to step down. This is a second accuser, and said that this longest-serving member of the House propositioned her for sex in a Washington hotel room. Former staffer Deanne Mayer said she was stunned to silence as, now get this, Conyers stripped down, allegedly, to his underwear and ate sandwiches in front of her. She told the Associated Press. She said, "I had my night clothes on. She was married at the time. I was just scared to death." Now, I don't get night clothes. Is that like, this has been reported by New York Daily News. Is that, she was in her pajamas? I still don't understand what she was doing in the hotel room. She said, "He didn't get naked. He was just down to his skivvies. He sat there eating sandwiches. Then he stormed down and slammed the door. I was so embarrassed and ashamed of myself for being so stupid, I needed a job." She was in Washington during her first years as Conyers' deputy chief of staff to attend the Congressional Black Caucus in 1997. She rebuffed the lewd offer, but Conyers repeatedly harassed her on two more occasions, she said, and that some of these confrontations involved unwanted touching. So the revelation was first reported by the Detroit News hours before Representative Kathleen Rice and Premier Jayapal called on their colleague to step down. He skipped two roll call House votes, I guess, was on a plane. I don't know. I mean, he's around, but this is what is confusing me. And, you know, maybe some of you guys could explain this to me. Maybe it's because I'm naive being a woman. Why would he think it's enticing to sit in his underwear and eat sandwiches? This isn't the first time I heard a sexual assault or harassment allegation have to do with being half naked and eating in front of somebody. I mean, look, I got a lot of background in psychology. I do. I'm having trouble, though, figuring out what the eating of a sandwich does to enhance a sexual mood. I get whipped cream and strawberries. I get that. I even get bananas. I could get that. I don't get eating a Reuben sandwich or a tuna fish or a chicken salad. I don't get that. And I also don't get how, I want people to be confident about their bodies, okay? I think, you know, if you think you got rockin' abs and you like your physique and you want to go out there on the beach and you want to be in your trunks and go swim and not be all self-conscious about having a beer belly or having some rolls or whatever, that's fine. You know, I really think the way we expect people to look out on the beach or in clothes or whatever is I think a little bit too stringent. And, you know, we need to be kind of proud of our bodies. We shouldn't be having inferiority complexes all the time. But when you look at these sexual harassment allegations, I just keep wondering, I've said this on the show before, how does somebody who isn't that sexy in their tidy whities thinking they are? Like Anthony Weiner. Okay, I can understand if you were a model, looking like Michael Fassbender, let's say, and in some, like, black boxer briefs. I think boxer briefs are very sexy. But a man standing there in tidy whities, not very sexy, but he must have thought he was. Just like, allegedly, Representative Conyer here, he might have thought that him being in his underwear, eating a sandwich, was sexy. And this is why I'm so perplexed, because is there another sort of mental illness involved when it comes to that? You see what I mean? If you think that you standing there in your underwear or sitting there in your underwear eating a sandwich is enticing, you might not be all there. Okay? So on one end, you have the sexual harassment, which is, you know what, I'm going to force you to, you know, see me undress. You know, but it doesn't make sense. Just like Harvey Weinstein's getting out of the shower. What does he think? Now, one theory out there is these people become very narcissistic, where you get your butt kissed so much, and you'll ask your staff, okay, how does this suit look on me? They go, you look great, you look handsome, you look awesome, you look good. And they're being told, you look good, you look great, you look formidable, you look powerful, that all of a sudden they start thinking that. And so they think that they look powerful, they look good. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people out there that are attracted to power. And so you may not be the best looking cat out there, but because of the power, you're very sexy. So I get that, but I just don't see how Harvey Weinstein thought that he was really sexy stepping out of the shower. I don't get that. By the way, we're not really that sexy stepping out of the shower. You know, your hair's all matted, my makeup's off. It's not really a sexy look. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.